inside the container, 250 to 300 grams inside the container. But on the outside, there was a whole bunch of material on the outside, and it was like 80 grams or something, more than what they had predicted that they were going to get for the whole thing. So they've been analyzing that. Problem is they can't open up these 32 latches properly. They got 30 of them open, but two of them they still can't open. And this is all inside of some sealed glove box system with nitrogen being purged in. They don't want to contaminate anything. It's like, you know, a big deal to, you know, they just can't go in there with a, you know, cutting torch and cut the tabs, or they can't go in there with a grinder and grind them off. They need to make up special tools that eventually put inside the glove box where the special tool will actually open up the latches. So they're designing a special tool to get in. Now, it's a couple of months now, and they still don't have the main part open yet. But they're working on it on OSIRIS-REx, interesting project. OSIRIS-REx mothership, you know, is still going, you know, that's now in orbit around the sun again. You know, so the descent module successfully came through the atmosphere. Mothership is going on and on. Sure enough, they're sending that to another asteroid, Apophis, which will eventually catch up with that a couple of years from now. So that's now on an extended mission. So it was a very successful flight, even though they had some problems with the drogue chute and with the ability to open up the main canister on the tag unit, the touch and go unit. Any comments? WS Swim.
AJU, I'm Charlie. No comments, but I'm enjoying what you're talking about, and I'm listening.
Yeah, thanks again, Charlie. And we usually go to like 11 o'clock or so. So I've reached the witching hour. You know, there's always a couple of more topics. We'll get to it, not next week or the week after. Like Roy said, we won't be here for a couple of weeks. We'll be back on the 7th of January to cover more of these topics. At least the Electron rocket got to take off. Electron is the name of a rocket that's made by Rocket Lab, and they have a couple of launch complexes. They got two down in New Zealand and one in Wallops Island, Virginia. And this rocket took off from New Zealand, so that was successful. It's an American company, Rocket Lab. And they've launched probably about 50 or so of these rockets since 2017. But now they're back on schedule. They have a 3-month delay. They had a problem with their second stage cut off earlier, 2 months back. But then they're back in operation. Glad to see that. That's a very good company as well, Rocket Lab. Anyway, we're going to turn it over to Roy and thank everybody, you know, that listened to us. And like I said, we'll be back in a couple of 3 weeks. If you want to check into the Limox Clubnet, that's Monday night. That's 8:30 on these repeaters. Well, welcome whether you're a member or not. Roy, over to you. AC2GS WS2N for the Space Nav Report. For the Space Nav. Back to you, Roy.
AC2GS, Rebel Tower done. Thank you, Paul. Thank you for the Space Nav Report. Thank you for all that you do on the technical net and all that you do for the club in 2023. And thanks to everyone. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you enjoyed 2023 series of technical nets. We'll be back January 7th. And we'll be starting our 2024 series. I wish you all a Merry Christmas, a happy and a healthy New Year. And as always, like to leave a couple of quotes. Dick K2RIW, the man who made this technical net, would often end it by requesting that people be kind to each other. That's always good advice. So please try and do that. Friends, neighbors, relatives, even frenemies. And also good old hepatitis. It's impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows. You try to keep your mind open. And once again, be well, stay safe, have a happy, healthy new year, and I'll see you on the flip side in 2024, January 7th. This is AC2GS going clear and ending with the usual refrain, Slava Ukraine.
It's AC2HAU. You and your friends have a good holiday, and I'll speak to you next year.
Thank you, Charlie. I appreciate it.
Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
Fly Mark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2BZ, KC1FAL. W2BZ, KC1FM.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. Good morning. The time is 5 o'clock a.m.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
WB2CSA.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
15, just Charlie, please come in.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2BL repeater.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
This is WA2ZFM listening.
Kilo Zero, Sierra, monitoring via Echolink, Port St. Louis, Florida, Mobile, 219 p.m. Eastern Time. Thank you for the review. Nothing heard. Kilo Zero, Sierra Julie Golf, playing the Echo Link from Port St. Lucie, Florida, Mobile, 2:20 p.m. Thank you. Thanks for the use of the theater. Everybody stay safe, stay dry, have a great afternoon.
Kilo Zero station, here's KATUTF.
KA2UTF, believe. K0SJG, good afternoon. Handle nickname is Sunny Sierra Oscar November Yankee. I'm a former member of the club, originally from New York City, from the Bronx. I'm a floater now. I live in two places out in Wichita, Kansas, and West Palm Beach, Florida. I'm currently in Port St. Lucie visiting my brother. Weather here is pretty good, 70 degrees and sunny. We had a lot of rain these past few days, but I know it's up there. I hope you're handling it well over there, up there in New York. Go ahead.
Okay, Sonny. It's a very good copy on you. Name here is Gary. I'm in Fresh Meadows, Queens. How long ago were you in the club?
Well, I know Richie's still probably the president. I've been in the club since 1988. I started as amateur radio in 1988, all the way through the mid-2000s. Yeah, I left New York. We sold the house in the summer of 2021, moved to Florida in the Bronx. That was Mom and Dad's house, born and raised in the Bronx. So as long as I've been an amateur radio operator, I've been a member of the W2VL Radio Club. Oh, yeah. So, long time member.
Okay, Sonny, I probably worked with you on 2 meters in the mornings way back then. The morning show, as we called it. And fine business. I guess your zero call comes from Kansas. But it's nice to have a Florida retreat. Yeah, we got a lot of rain up here. Torrential amounts of rain, but except for some highway flooding, I don't think there was a heck of a lot of damage. The winds were supposed to be gusting 50-60 miles an hour, but here it didn't really quite reach that, so I'm grateful for that. I like all the trees around here. All right, give me your call sign again. I really didn't have time to write it down. This is KA2 United Tango Fox.
Good. The call is Kilo Zero,
Sierra Juliet Golf. And the call is registered. Originally it was Kansas, and now it's Florida. So when you look up the call, it's going to come up Palm Beach Shores. I changed the address, so it's Palm Beach Shores. But I have a, I also live in Kansas still. So I have a GMRS repeater. I run there, a Vertex 7000 with a Tramp 1486, with a duplexer in line. Yeah, it's pretty high up in where I live at in Kansas. I have it there. I had it in Florida for a while, but it didn't do too well in Florida, so right now it's up in Kansas. I run it through also on the Zello side, as well as connected to Zello. But, yeah, the call is Kilo Zero, Sierra Julia Golf. Previous call is Kilo Charlie 2, Charlie Yankee Zebra. I had a 2 call, and prior to that, I was Kilo Bravo 2, Julia Juliet X-Ray. So, yeah, my call goes back to the KB, long time call sign.
Roger, roger. Well, I guess I go back to the KA, so it makes me even older. But it's hard to judge by that anymore because, you know, you hear a W-2 call sign and the guy just got his call, you know. It doesn't go like that anymore, unfortunately. I used to like the fact that you could tell how long a guy's been a ham by his call sign.
Roger that, roger that. Yeah, and I used to be on the 8.5, the 2-meter 8.5 repeater all the time. Christy knows me. She's probably still the president. I should have stayed a member. I should actually rejoin it. I could do it online. You guys still have the Nets and the Boston Shop. I was there on the... when you guys had the ham fest on Long Island, I was there a few times. So yeah, I love New York. I still go there to visit. I still have a brother that lives in the Bronx, a sister that lives in Connecticut. My other 3 siblings are in Florida. I'm the youngest of 6. And yeah, my son still lives in Manhattan. Grandkids live in D.C., but my granddaughter goes to St. John University. So she's a student there, which is a very good college. Yeah, she's very smart. Very proud of her. And that's about it. But you can catch me on HF. I usually run 10-meter, 28.4. Brian Master, 3100. You can catch me over there. I'm not really big into DMR, but I'm usually on the Brian Master. If you're over there, you'll catch me on 3100.
Yeah, okay, Sonny, very good. Yeah, I'm around the corner from St. John's. I'm not too far away, actually. And you have plenty of excuse to come up to this area. So, yeah, my son moved out of the area when he got married. He has nostalgia for it, too. Fortunately, he just landed a job that brings him back here now and then, so that helps out with the nostalgia. And, yes, we have net, a very good net, a technical net, Sundays at 8. I'm sure you could check in with Echo Link. And Mondays at 8:30, Info Net and Swap and Shop. I know there's some other nets, but anyway, those are the ones I remember. So, and, you know, we've got some link machines here, you know, so we have input to... on the Empire State Building and a few other places, and this repeater is linked to a 440, a couple of 440 machines actually, out on the island. So the club is very active, and there are a lot of members. So it's nice to hear you, and I'm glad you checked in. K0SJG from KA2UTF.
All right, sir, you have a good one? Yeah, I'm just waiting for my brother to come out from a doctor's appointment here. But it's a pleasure meeting you. Yeah, I'm sure we'll get to talk again. I am planning a trip up for Easter. Yeah, I'm going to stop in D.C., visit my grandkids, and then head to Bronx to visit my brother. He's a retired NYPD detective, 35 years. and he's still in the Bronx. He's the last one there. He won't leave. My sister lives in Connecticut. She's the oldest. He's the oldest of my brothers. And for equipment, I run for DMR, I use the 878 plus 2, the BridgeCom radio. That's the radio I use just for DMR. In the car, I run the 857D. And then in the base station, I run the ICOM 7100. Yeah, all out of Kansas. The setup's in Kansas. I don't have really anything in Florida anymore. I just come to visit, like, for a few weeks out of the year, and I go back to Kansas. My wife is from Wichita, Kansas, so most of the time I'm in Kansas. But we do go to New York a lot, and I plan to come back. So you take care. When I get there, I'll definitely run my VX5R, have my hand held. Not sure if I'm going to drive there, but I'll bring my AT with me for sure.
Okay, Sonny, very good. I'll look for you on 28-4. And it sounds like you got a bunch of nice equipment. You've got the ICOM. It gets very good reviews from all the guys I talk to. And, I'm running an old-fashioned setup here with, right now I'm talking on a Kenwood, it's got to be 40 years old. But it's an old band and it works very well. And I got a Yaesu HF rig, and I'm looking out right now of my window because I got a wire antenna strung up in the trees. But still there, I didn't manage to get unhinged by the weather. So 7-3, we'll catch you down the log. K0SJG, KA2UTF will be clear and gone.
All right, you take care. It's a pleasure meeting you. Kilo Zero, Sierra Julie Golf. Yeah, that's my vanity call. If you look it up, you'll see it's my initials. Yeah, I had the vanity call. But I had it in Kansas at the time, so I got the zero. But I refused to change it to the number 4 to Florida. Everyone always asks me that, you know, but I refused to do it. My license plates have the K0 with my letters on it. I have personal tags there, and nah, I'm not going to change it again. I'll just keep the zero. But it is registered in Florida. And you'll see the previous call, the KC2CYZ. If you look up KB2 Juliet Juliet X-ray, you'll see me there too. But that's expired. That was my first amateur radio license. Kilo Bravo 2 Juliet Juliet X-ray. And, anyway, I don't want to tie up the machine. It's a pleasure meeting you all. I love New York. I heard about the building collapse in the Bronx. I got right on it. I saw it on TV, and I even watch it on the Roku Live. I watch ABC 7, News 4, CBS, because I have Paramount Plus, and I stay in touch with New York. I love New York. I love the food. Everybody says I speak with an accent when I'm in Kansas and I'm in Florida here. I'll never lose that New York accent. I love New York. I'm always going to consider myself a New Yorker. That's home for me. Take care, my friends. Kilo Zero, Sierra Julie Golf, clear on the WQBL/R through the Echo Link. Have a great day, and thanks for the use of the receiver.
Take care, Sonny. Yeah, you don't have to convince me. I'm dyed in the wool New Yorker. 7-3, KA2, United Tango Fox. We'll be clear in QRT.
Kilo Zero, Sierra Julia Golf, clearing the Echo Link. Thank you, Peter. Everybody have a great day. Please stay safe, stay dry. And thanks for the use of the repeater once again. Kilo Zero, SJG, clear.
Thank you.
Skymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Skymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. fly mark ASONET tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
ASONET tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
3-3-2-R-1, this is it.
Thank you.
Thank you.